So we asked all of our speakers to come in costume today. Unfortunately, I think Sherlock's the only one that did. But we still have a remarkable panel discussion coming up. It is going to be moderated by Daryl Moore, who is currently a partner at Ahmad Zavasanos and Menzing, or AZA, in Houston, where he provides trial and appellate work. And he previously was the judge of the 33rd District Court in Harris County, where he won Trial Judge of the Year. And he is going to be moderating a panel on persuasive oral argument techniques with panel members David Keltner, who's a partner at Kelly Hart & Holman and a former justice of the Fort Worth Court of Appeals, and Sharon McCauley, who is with the McCauley Law Firm and a AAA arbitrator and also a former justice of the 14th Court of Appeals and a former judge of Harris County 334th Judicial District. It appears some of them have come in costume. And it looks like there's more people than I was expecting, but it doesn't also look like Chief Justice Phillips needs much of an introduction. So come on up, everyone. Wow, you have a whole panel.
I think if
good morning.
It just went on a number of years, that'd be me.
So when we were putting the program together and talking about effective oral argument techniques, we kind of roundtable coming up with an idea of the best way to maybe do that is to have really outstanding advocates. I'm going to say put on a show. And so we have David Keltner and Sharon McCauley, who were introduced. And then we have, I'm going to call it the panel of the chiefs, former Chief Justice Phillips, Chief Justice Contreras, and Chief Justice Christopher from the 14th, the 13th, and the Supreme Court. Not that long back. Everybody knows Chief Phillips is now at Baker Botch. So I'm going to set this up. I'll just own my embarrassment. It's a case. I like the introduction. He was trial judge of the year. This is a case where the trial judge of the year got it wrong unanimously, apparently, by the Supreme Court. It's a mandamus proceeding involving cell phone usage, and I'm going to just set it up briefly. And what we're going to do is we're going to have Mr. Keltner for the relator, Ms. McCauley for the real party. They're going to do about an 8 to 10 minute argument each. So we're going to have a real argument with real questions from real judges. And then we're going to have a roundtable discussion from the judges and the panelists about what they think is effective and ineffective in oral arguments that they frequently see. So let's get started. This case arose after a chemical reactor became overpressurized, which resulted in a release of ethylene that caught fire and caused an explosion, killing some individuals and injuring others. After the explosion, the Karari imaged its employers' work-issued cell phones. In their suit, plaintiffs alleged that the board operators responsible for monitoring the reactor's pressure missed or mishandled recurring visual and audio alarms designed to prevent this kind of event. Plaintiffs sought production of the worker's cell phone usage and data, and Karari objected. The trial court ordered the production of cell phone usage, but not data, for 5 employees for limited time periods. Specifically, the trial court limited the production to 3 board operators' cell phone usage at work for the 4-month period before the incident, but after Karari had acknowledged that worker cell phone usage at work was a problem, and 2 supervisor cell phone usage for the 6-week period after the turnaround began until the time of the incident. This mandamus proceeding ensued. Karari contends that discovery sought is not relevant and therefore not discoverable, and plaintiffs contend that the cell phone usage is relevant to its negligence and gross negligence claim. So with that, I'm going to sit down, and you'll hear from the relator, Mr. Keltner.
The court is ready to hear argument in a number 20-0268, In re Karari America. From relator has no more than 10 minutes and may not offer any rebuttal.
Oh.
That's what he said.
May it please the court. We're here today to seek a commonsensical rule.
Now, Mr. Keltner, in your brief, you say that personal cell phones are involved, but we're talking about work-related cell phones.
Some are work-related, some are actually personal. There's no doubt about that.